This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Is this about Castellanos in an everyday spot?
No, I think this is about the Taylor Swift.
No, I know.
Ain't this kidding. One of her songs? Yeah.
This is one of them. But it's like we're never getting back together. Castellanos in an everyday spot. If it's up to me, he's not an everyday player anymore. The guy stunk for 2 months.
Gotcha.
Where do you come down on Nick? Oh, we're live today at McGurk's in Lionville. Come on out. Great specials. You can have your fantasy football draft here as well. And Dollar Dogs on Sunday. Dollar Glizzies on
Dollar
Sunday.
Dollar Glizzies.
He will be here, and he's going to break them up because he doesn't eat glizzies in full for some reason. We've talked about that, unfortunately,
that
many times before. All right, here, before we get back to the phone calls here, 215-592-9494. Elliot's going to join us after practice. And by the way, I do have in front of me here Jalen Hurts' grade for day 15.
And what was the grade?
A C- today. I will let Elliot.
Passing.
Oh, come on. Entire offseason, people yelling at me that he's an elite quarterback, and now passing grades against the Browns?
He got passing grades. Browns got a good defense, Joe.
Oh, stop. They have Myles Garrett.
They have some pretty good players up front. Them guys up front get after.
They will not be a top 10 defense. They're maybe pretty good. But come on.
They'll be decent.
But we're supposed to be a dominant offense.
You know what's going to hold that defense back?
This is unbelievable.
You know what's going to hold that?
The Browns came. The Browns came in here for 2 days, and Hurts couldn't get the ball in the end zone. And I'm hearing, well, it's the Browns defense.
No.
The Browns.
I'm just saying. You know what's going to hold that defense back? The offense.
Well, of course it is. Yeah, I mean, they're horrendous.
They're going to play so much, they're going to be tired. They're going to have a chance to be a good defense.
Their best option at quarterback, and I liked him back in his day, is Joe Flacco. What does his kid say? He's washed?
His kid's disrespectful.
But his kid's probably right.
But his kid is disrespectful. Listen.
But if you're starting Joe Flacco in 2025.
I don't condone violence against your children, but he's real disrespectful.
If you're starting Flacco in 2025. You're screwed. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Shadur got hurt yesterday, right?
I know, oblique. And he's probably not going to play Saturday against the Eagles, which is unfortunate. It's been fun to watch you play. All right. But before we get back to the phones on all this, and I'll let Elliot explain why he gave Jalen a C- today. I will read this one line, though. Hurts in the offense didn't have a passing touchdown in the 5 11-on-11 sessions that the first-team offense had the ball. The majority of those snaps were from the 25-yard line and in. He had two chances at touchdowns on throws to Devontae in the corner of the end zone, but both fell incomplete. So Elliot joins us in a little bit to tell us what he saw today. But it goes with the theme. Jalen's not having a great training camp. Is it a big deal? Your phone calls on that. But Hugh, last night, now, full disclosure, I didn't watch. I don't think this is
– Me neither.
I don't think I'm the target audience. But I did notice
– Me too.
That there was a big story because – they unveiled the Taylor Swift, Kelce's New Heights podcast last night, right? And they put it up live on YouTube. Like, we're live right now with you people.
Yes.
And at some point during the beginning or kind of middle of this thing when they were unveiling the live show, They had 1 million people watching this thing live. What's your reaction? I mean, 1 million people watching live on YouTube for Taylor Swift with Travis and Jason Kelce.
That's why they got getting the bread they're getting for that, because that they get good guests anyway. But I didn't know she was that decorated as an artist. Oh. Like what, 14 Grammys or something like that?
Oh yeah.
Like
oh, yeah.
she's I mean, and shout out to her, man, because like I don't listen to her music, and that's not to be disrespectful. I just don't listen to it. But I did not know she was as good as she is. You know, so that's pretty impressive. I think they had Brad Pitt on one time. Like, they've had a bunch of stars.
Where's the Hugh Douglas invitation?
Oh, that's not never going to happen.
Not coming? No. All right, so can we address an elephant in the room, though, off of the podcast last night? Let's listen to this. This is Taylor Swift with the Kelce brothers, and she's talking about her evolution as a football fan, obviously, since she began dating Travis. And you just listen.
I thought the quarterbacks.
I mean, that's how you played it. On the playground growing up, so I understand if you hadn't, like...
No, you really don't understand. I thought it was right. Like Jared Goff is here and Josh Allen's here. Yeah. And they're going to be like, they blow a whistle and then they go at each other and they're like, who's going to win?
That's actually...
I would love to see Jared Goff play some defense. Let's see Jared Goff on defense.
I've got some ideas. I've got some thoughts.
All right, so let's attack this from this angle. I don't really particularly care that she didn't know much about football, but here's the hang-up for me. Before she started dating Travis, and even in the beginning, because remember she was at some of the games, Eagles-Chiefs, and like, oh, well, who's she going to cheer for, right? Is she going to wear an Eagles shirt or Chiefs, whatever? There was a thing out there that she grew up an Eagles fan. Like she was an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
It's quite clear that while her family probably was, right, they're from the Reading area, she didn't watch the Eagles or really like football, which, again... It's fine, but that was told to us that she was an Eagles fan.
You touted yourself as an Eagles fan.
She was not, because even if you don't remember the players, like I don't, she didn't remember you or players from that era or whatever.
And that's fine.
That's fine. She didn't understand the quarterbacks weren't on the field at the same time. She didn't watch football. That's the truth.
She like, it's fraudulent. Yeah. Flat out.
She was a fraud Eagles fan.
It's fraudulent because... How do you not in a home full of Eagles fans? How do you not understand the basic concept? I'm not saying you have to understand the X's and O's, but for you, for all these years of your big grown life, that you didn't know that the quarterbacks didn't go against each other head to head. How does that fly in your home?
Yeah,
it's like seriously.
What's over now? We can never. You can never say she used to be an Eagles fan anymore. Those days are over. She just wasn't a football fan.
No, she grew up in Pennsylvania, and she. You know, somebody probably asked a question. She probably said she's closer to Philly, so she picked the Eagles.
And her family probably was. I buy that, right? Her dad or whatever. So she just said that, and that's cool. But the idea that she was an Eagles fan growing up is over. I mean, she can't say those words anymore, or
allude
to
will.
Them. Well, but we have the audio. She thought Goff and Allen go on the field together.
She probably was playing to the crowd a little bit.
Like playing it up, you think?
Well.
Like her wearing red every time they play the Eagles. That was.
Mm-hmm. And you know how, I got to say this in a way that's not going to get me in trouble.
Oh, boy. I love when this happens.
But you know how sometimes for guys, like guys like it when they don't think their woman knows as much as she really does.
You think she's downplaying how much she knew to make Travis feel like he made her a football fan?
Maybe, you know, because they're sitting there laughing and giggling, and he's all giddy and like you taught me something I didn't already know. Maybe that's her way of making him feel special.
Well, that she can do that, but now I have to feel like she was being disingenuous before.
Well, yeah, that it's just weird, man. That you know, you're from this area, and for all this time, you didn't understand the basic concept of football. Like, that blows my mind, because that's what we're talking about.
It is the basic
it's not you know how the game is played.
We're not talking about the RPO.
Offense versus defense. And for her to sit there and say that was the first thing that jumped out to me. I'm like, damn, really?
Yeah, she wasn't a football fan.
That's what she
told us last night. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines here. A lot to react to. Jalen Hurts, another C-minus day, according to Elliott. And just it has not been a great camp by any stretch for Jalen Hurts so far. Is it a big deal? And Castellanos, he can't be an everyday player anymore. He has
to know that.
I don't think that – well, I think this is part of the issue, Hugh. I don't think – he strikes me as not just prideful, but very – like, remember when the thing came up about his defense? He seemed to have no idea how bad of a defensive player he had become until they showed
him.
But offensively, it should be easier to understand. He's making outs at a ridiculous pace.
Yeah, and at this point, the way the team has surged and taken the lead in the East – you should be more receptive to doing what's best for everybody.
I agree. I don't think he will, but I think he looks at himself as if you give me 162, right? You give me all the games,
you'll average out.
Yeah, I'll finish strong. I imagine that's what he believes, but the signs are there. I mean, he hasn't taken a walk in August. His on base percentage at the beginning of July it's almost like you can't believe what you're seeing.
Yeah.
He doesn't get on base. He doesn't hit for power. He can't run. He can't play defense. With extra options in the outfield, Topper has to consider making him a platoon guy now. Black Gritty is up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What's up, Black Gilligan and White Newton? That was a new nickname for y'all.
You know what?
What's up?
With all them caps on, you know what I mean? Gilligan's Island out here, you know, man.
Oh, no, man, I had to bring out the Wawa hat. This is, you know.
How many bucket hats do you have?
I have a few.
Yeah, seems like you're in a bucket hat phase.
Yeah, I'm in my bucket hat era.
I'm going to get Joe Giglio a scarf, you know what I mean? White Newton, somebody can bring Cam Newton. I'm like, what are we doing out here? You know what I mean? But anyway. First of all, Castellanos got to sit down. He got to sit down now because he is going to throw a tantrum and have a fit. Someone needs to jolt him and maybe get his blood boiling and get him doing something to plate. The fact that he hasn't walked in a month is crazy to me. Like, you just winged at everything. Your knees in the dirt. You got to do it now because he's doing it in the postseason, and that's going to rile up the whole team. So you might as well sit him now and make some adjustments to see if he can get out of his slump because he's in a bad one. Joe Giglio, you know, it's about puppy season for you because you always need a dog. You're always scared about stuff, and you walk around with blinders on. If you're so close to the answers, people give you all this information, you're so close to the right thing. So you said he had 22 touchdowns by this point 1 year, then the next year he only had 15,
mm-hmm.
then he had 21, and now he's back down to 15. And what's the difference? And you say, well, he's a new coordinator, it shouldn't make a difference. He had a new coordinator last year. You know what he had last year?
What's
he
that?
Had a seasoned coordinator. The year before that, he had a guy who had never called plays before. This year, what does he have again, Joe Giglio? A guy who's never called plays before. So he's got to learn this system and learn what he can do and understand this guy. So if you just look, open your eyes, you would understand that things are a little bit different. And this guy's had a new coordinator every single year. But when he has a guy who's never called plays before, he's going to try and put his own spin on things and do the things that he wants to do, and that is the difference. You got the answers right in front of your face. I gave you the cheat sheet. You can't even answer the question.
Okay, so let me respond to that because I think it's a great point. But that's just a reason for the problem. It doesn't mean there's not a problem. So to your point, and I think when Elliott sent me the numbers, I think he was alluding to this too. The 2 years he didn't have great camps, right? And you make a great point. It was with those inexperienced coordinators. The Eagles didn't have great seasons, Black Gritty. And then the 2 years he was better in camp, they got to the Super Bowl. So whether or not it's his fault or it's just the reality of the situation of the turnover, it's not great. Like, there could be a crack in the foundation. It doesn't mean it's the person who poured the foundation's fault. There's a crack. We got to deal with the crack now.
So he still won 11 games with the worst defense in the league. He had the 30th-ranked defense that year. He had 15 touchdowns that year.
Yep.
So you're saying he had a bad year? We know he had
double-digit
wins. And let me finish.
He had a lot of interceptions, a lot of picks.
But how many wins did the team have?
11.
He still battled
11.
Through and did what they did. Yes. It was a 30th-ranked defense. When he gets all this help and he's got a super team, without a super team, without all the help, he still gets 10 wins. So I still got this super team defense, a guy learning a new system, and at the end of the day, my guy plays the best at the biggest games. And let me tell you one more time, we talking about practice? Maybe he's not living up to the hype in a practice game. But when it's time for the lights to come on, my quarterback's going to show up and show and prove White Newton. Go get yourself a pass up and get yourself together. Hugh!
Yes.
Get a new hat, Gilligan. I talk to y'all.
Black Gritty, appreciate it.
It's my Wawa hat.
Yeah. What do you think of White Newton as a nickname for me?
That's
Was Aaron in San Diego? He compared me to Cam Newton. I mean, no one has ever looked at me and thought Cam Newton.
White Newton.
By any stretch of the imagination.
And you're bald.
Right. Like, I'm half his size.
And you're white.
I am a totally different color.
And you're white.
He was a pro athlete and a high-level one. I was not.
Then you're white.
I'm white. He's not. Like, there's no comp.
And you're bald. Like, those are the two right there that kind of gives it away.
I dress like I dress. He dresses. I don't know how you describe how he dresses.
You know what's funny? Different. Speaking of the way that Cam dressed, he had on some, what do they call those pants? They're not really shorts.
Capris?
But they're capri pants. He had on a capri pants, a T-shirt, and a flannel up underneath. Like, and he's outside. Like, in
did he have one of his eccentric hats on?
No, he had his hair. I got to find it, Joe, because it was the weird. I'm like, what the hell he got on? Like, he had on capri pants, a T-shirt, and underneath the T-shirt, he had a flannel.
Underneath the shirt?
No, the flannel I got it. I know you don't believe me.
I believe you, but I need to see the evidence.
Cam Newton, different.
Like, well, that's different. For sure. Yeah, actually, I kind of like Cam.
I like him. He's
I mean, in the media space. I think he brings a unique perspective.
He's leaned into whatever it is that he's doing. But the dress situation.
I feel like most ex-quarterbacks that become analysts are, like, polished, right? They're kind of buttoned up.
He's marching to the beat of his own.
Yeah, he does his own thing. And he kind of played like that. And he was obviously for a stretch
a
great,
really
great player.
Leaned into it.
Oh, I know. Yes.
He really leaned.
Let's go to Derek at Paoli. What's up, Derek?
Yo, what's up, man? Listen.
Hey, Derek.
Let me just say this real quick. You saying, like, Jalen Hurts not having a great camp, right? Like, and you say that's the word around town. And then every time you quote somebody, you just quote Elliott, right? So it's like if Elliott came in here and said every day, Jalen plus, A plus, A plus, A plus, right? Would you be co-signing with Elliott? Nobody ever co-signs Elliott, right? Until he say something that you want to hear. And I'm just like, it's like the ball just said, we're talking about practice, right? And if other than the Browns got an okay defense. I don't see the practice. But if he's going up against our defense, all I hear is we have the greatest defense ever, right? So if he's not moving the ball well against that defense and he's only an average quarterback, like what are we even talking about, right?
So a couple things, Derek. Elliott's our beat reporter, and he's the one that puts out specific grades every day. So that's
what you said everybody. Said,
well, I'll give you. I have more. I mean, I'll give you more. I didn't have.
Okay.
I don't have the quotes from every beat writer in front of me, but I try to read everyone that's there or as many as I can to get a feel for it. And also, Derek, I have pointed out when we've been there. Now I try to be fair. Hugh and I, when we're at camp, we're in the RV. There's three fields. One of them is right in front of us, but the other two are a little further away. So, I can't – it's not fair if I maybe see something three fields away. That wouldn't be fair. But the one where it's right in front of us, I've seen, you know, maybe, I don't know, five or six sessions over the last couple weeks right in front of us. And I've seen him miss some throws that I know he can make. It's just
he's allowed
like,
to miss throws.
Though. Sure he is. Sure
he is. Like, my whole thing is what y'all is, like you'll sit up here and argue that he's not – what some people say he is, right? And then when he's proving y'all right, you still got something to say, right? So even if he's not having a great camp, like for the people who don't think that he's an elite quarterback and he's just average and he's a game manager, he's got a noodle arm, all that kind of stuff, if that's the case, if he's proving y'all so-called analysts right, what are we even talking about? That's the
I want him to be great. I want him to be consistently great.
Okay, but we got to let the season play out, though, right?
Sure,
even
sure.
You just say, you say, this is a big year for Jalen, right? Coming off the Super Bowl MVP, right? This is a big year for Jalen. Like, isn't this a big year for, like, Joe Burrow or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, right? Or Justin Herbert, guys who ain't never done nothing, really. Like, ain't it a big year for them? Like, why is it always got to be a big year for someone who has
He's our quarterback. Well,
he's been
Well, I would argue
I would argue
Jalen's problem is inconsistency. He could be great at times.
We've been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. What more do you want?
But
dog?
the team is consistently good. Jalen's play has been up and down. Last year, it was up and down. He had some amazing games.
That's fine.
Yeah, but he also had some bad games.
Okay, but everyone does, though. I'm just saying, if we go to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years, right, and we're in the playoffs, like, since he's been at the helm every single year, like, what are we even talking about, right? As a fan, I'm like, man, this team,
they keep us in it, right? Sure, I think we all realize this. Their team is not often going to be as great as it was last year overall. Like, it was they had a great team. So there's going to be some years where he can't play like he did last year and win 14 games. I mean, like, that's...
That's what I'm talking about. Like, it can never be what it is. It always has to be what it could be.
Well, because we have a new season now. We have a new season. We have a new season starting
now. He hasn't played one snap.
I know, but why is... Okay, so my question is, why is Jalen above talking about him? Like, if anyone else is struggling in camp, the corners are struggling, we talk about it. If Saquon looked like he lost a step and the beat reporters were saying he looks slower, we would talk about it. Jalen's not playing well in camp.
Okay, but you're saying like you're saying I don't have all the quotes, right?
I'll read you one right here.
I'll read you one right here.
This is from Jeff McClain yesterday, Philadelphia Inquirer. Hurts had an uneven day. I didn't see much positives during the one-on-ones. His first toss to Devontae Smith on a fade into the end zone was broken up by Pro Bowl cornerback Denzel Ward. Hurts' next pass to receiver Anaya Smith was intercepted by corner Miles Harden. The third went to receiver Johnny Wilson and was broken up. I mean, every day I'm reading these.
What's wrong with that, though?
What's wrong with it?
So let me ask you this, Joe. I listen to the radio station all day, every day. I'm in the truck, right? I hear you with confidence, right? You'll come on here every day and give a take, right? And a lot of times you'll be wrong, right?
Yes.
But I still think you're a good radio host, right? I still think you're a good host. You're very articulate. You get people engaged. You get us to call in. But you'll be saying some stuff, Robbie, like, man, yesterday he said this and he was totally wrong. Right, so it's not like every throw that he makes is going to be completed.
Derek, I totally understand.
That's all I'm saying. Y'all real critical on him, and I'm guessing it's to get people like me to call
in. No, but it's not. I don't even think it's about being critical on him.
I don't know what it is.
I just think it's interesting that some people don't think this is a big deal. Like, if he's not good. Well, because I think we don't want to believe it's not a big deal. But the quarterback of the team isn't having a good camp.
If we three and five, week eight. Then we can start talking about Jalen Hurts is having a bad year. But 2 weeks into training camp, I'm like, they out there practicing, right?
Yeah, they are. And Derek, good phone call, and I always appreciate you. I guess for me, why isn't he above this at this stage of his career? That's what I'm trying to understand. Like, this is not, and I'm not trying to say there's a panic button, they're going to go 8-9 this year. They're going to be really good, right? They're a good football team. I guess. For me, I think about the best quarterbacks in the NFL, year 6 of their career.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like there should be this much up and down in practice. Practice is where you get yourself ready, and you know this. I mean, you lived it, for the season.
Yeah.
And it just feels like there are days that go by here, and it's not, again, I thought of this a week ago, but I was like, it's only 5 or 6 days, right? It's only that feels a little premature to have this discussion. This is 15th open practice so far.
Yeah.
And it feels like there's a lot of up and down.
And let's be honest. People want to know what the quarterback is doing.
Of course.
There are days, and since we're here, there are days that I could go without talking about Jalen. But Jalen's a topic that everybody wants to talk about. Do you know it's times like I get off of work and to all those people that ask, I don't mean to be rude, but damn it, man, I've been talking about it for 4 hours, so I don't feel like, you know, rehashing a whole show with you. But that's what people want to talk about. Hey, what's going on with the quarterback? What the quarterback look like? Because that's what everybody wants to know.
Yeah, of course they
do. And it feels like it's heavy here in Philadelphia because we're here. I can tell you, rest assured, it's heavy everywhere. Everybody's talking about the quarterback and what they look like. They're talking about Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. I don't know exactly what they're saying, but I can tell you for a fact, I used to work at ESPN, and ESPN is just a bigger version of what we do.
Yeah, it's a national level of what we do.
And I remember times where you're going to talk about the hot button topics that everybody's talking about. They'll wake up in the morning and say, oh, Jalen Hurts is the big story. Read a local newspaper. He's not playing well. That's the story. Turn on the TV. Like, since you want to complain about what we're talking about every day and this, that, turn on the TV and just wait. And you'll be rest assured that at some point, the Eagles are going to come up and Jalen's name is going to be dropped every day.
Here's what I just want. I just want a day or two or three in a row to hear from, again, I reference Elliott. He's our reporter at WIP. Of course, I'm going to reference him the most. But I read the quote from Jeff McClain. I could pull another one up from Jimmy Kemsky or Brandon Lee Gout, and they all cover the team very well. I just want a few days in a row where he looks really sharp. No turnovers. He looks the player he was in the Super Bowl last year. I want him to be that all the time. Now, I know that's a very high bar, but I want him to be that 12 games
this
year.
You want to see it a little bit more consistent.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you
that's
like,
exactly what I hope for.
Another quarterback's name that we like to invoke a lot is Josh Allen. Josh Allen ain't Josh Allen every Sunday, but he's not here in Philadelphia, and we don't talk about it that much. It's because Jalen's our quarterback, and that's why he's talked about as much.
And I think I've always said that this offseason. The difference between Lamar and Josh and Jalen, like when you talk about their careers, is they are more like that 5 out of 6 Sundays, right? Or 4 out of 6 Sundays.
Yeah.
And Jalen's like that 3 out of 6 Sundays. I want him to get to that level. He's not having a great camp. Do you think it's a big deal? 215-592-9049 for Castellanos. Should he still be an everyday player? All right, we got a lot to discuss, including Elliott will join us at 12:30. His report from camp today. And yesterday we got news of the newest inductees to the Eagles Hall of Fame, including a guy that was one of my favorite Eagles for a while. I want to go through my favorite moment of Malcolm Jenkins when we get back. A little blast from the past back in 2017. That's next. Midday Show, live at McGurk's in Lionville on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.